This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Jennifer Brown, the Beath Superintendent for the Macoupin County Fair. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Hello, Rick.
Jennifer, we're going to talk about the Macoupin County Fair today, but right off the bat, we're going to talk about some recent changes that should be brought to, I guess you would call attendees or participants in the fair's livestock area. And you're going to tell us about all these changes and difference in rules. And you can start off giving us the summary.
Okay. It was brought to our attention that Section 26.5 of Exhibits and Livestock's presence on the fairgrounds for fairs like Macoupin County and others, that there is a 72-hour rule. Before when the fair was in July, we had always been allowed to have like an early release program because of the heat and things. It was brought to our attention that we needed to kind of rework that and commit to the 72-hour rule again because of the earliness of the fair in June. So the rule states that all exhibitors in livestock, which would be our departments of Department A, beef, Department F, sheep, Department G, swine, and Department U, meat, goats, would have to be on the fairgrounds for 72 hours. So to make those adjustments, we had to make some changes in our fair book effective immediately. And those are, as of right now, Department A, which is beef cattle, will need to be on the grounds by 8 a.m. Wednesday and be released at 8 a.m. Saturday. Sheep would be coming in on, which that would be Wednesday, the 17th, and Saturday, the 20th. And then on Sunday, the 14th, would be the sheep need to be in by noon and be released on Wednesday, the 17th, at noon. The swine department would be in Monday, the 15th at 8 p.m., and we release Thursday, probably after the 4-H, or the, not the 4-H auction, but the Macoupin County youth auction at 8 p.m. And then the goats, Department U, would be coming in on Thursday by 6 p.m. and be released Sunday by 6 p.m.
These changes are, as you said, because you got to stick to a rule of 72 hours. What brought this about? Is there something that went on to prompt a more strict adherence to this rule?
The Department of Agriculture is really looking at all the county fairs, and again, we're fighting, like everybody else, we're fighting for funding and making sure that we can still function and be a good part of the summers here in Illinois. And the Department of Agriculture is just kind of tightening up the reins and saying, look, if you know, we're going to be helping funding you and give you the money for exhibitors to pay their premiums and things, we need you to make sure that you're adhering to all of our rules as well. This also gives the opportunity for people to see the animals and be out, you know, as they come to the fair events, that there are going to be animals in the barn, and the public can come out and view those.
Of course, the Macoupin County Fair, June 14th through the 20th, and sort of associated with this, livestock, you wanted to talk a little bit about the youth auction.
Yes, it is a great opportunity in Macoupin County for any Macoupin County youth that have an animal in the beef, swine, goat, or sheep area to come out and participate in our livestock auction. It is an opportunity for businesses and or those that are in the Macoupin County or surrounding area to support the youth of the county in helping raise those projects. I have two boys in my house that have put a lot of hours and a lot of time and sweat into raising some very nice steers, and it's much appreciative if we have people come out and they can bid on those animals. They don't necessarily have to purchase the animal. What they can do is they can bid on the animal starting at market price and above. Any dollars above the market price, they would pay per pound for the animal, and it can be a taxable donation to the fair and to that young person from the county, and it just helps offset some of those costs that the kids a crew over the year and over that time taking care of their animals. And it's an awesome time for the kids to be able to show off, hey, I did this. This is my project, and I worked very hard to get it here, and they get a little recognition for that.
Now, these animals are the animals that are in the shows or the competition, or are they other animals as well?
It is required that they actually do show at the fair, so in their slotted times, and they also enter what we call the Macoupin County free-for-all in each of the each area, like beef, sheep, swine, and goats each have a class. And then we also have a competition of the judge will then pick who maybe has that best animal that represents Macoupin County. So they get a little reward for that, and it's a kind of a fun competition as well.
Some of those bids, I believe, in the past have come quite high.
Yes, yeah. We've had last year the swine and a couple of the sheep have went, and even the beef area have went quite high. And I don't know that the average person understands how big of a benefit that is for the kids. In our case, it helps purchase new animals for the next year or pay for things that are needed to improve the project area. In our case, our son was able to help purchase a trailer to haul the things in through learning about through the FSA to get a loan and purchase things, and then that money there then helps him make that commitment come true.
And again, the youth auction date and time one more time.
Okay, that will be Thursday the 18th. That is at 6 p.m. We actually have a dinner served by the kids and the livestock committee for any buyers and youth of the county that are exhibiting, and their parents and other family members can come out and join us at 6. And then we try to get the auction going by 6:30 to between 6:30 and 6:45. We try to make sure that we're rolling by then, and then definitely by if you're the, by that time, and we ask everybody to come out and participate with us.
Now, everybody goes to the fair for a number of reasons. You have the Queen's pageant and things like that, carnival rides, and also in the past few years, we've had Kids Corner. What's Kids Corner this year?
Oh, Kids Corner is an awesome area for families to come and visit. We have some cool shows that are coming in. We're also expanding a little bit. There's going to be a petting zoo that's just going to be south of the base building that's going to be, you know, kind of with the Kids Corner. I believe we're going to have a couple police officers from the county out there representing the police force and kind of getting to know families and kids and things to that effect. And I think it's going to be a fun time. It's free to come in and visit those things after you have entered the fairgrounds.
And one reminder, I guess you said you'd like to remind everybody of, admissions changed a little bit to the Macoupin County Fair and different rules, and you can tell us about that.
Right. As you come in, you no longer pay for parking. You pay a $5 fee per person, and that gets a armband to ride the rides and participate in the fair events that are going on, except for the grandstand and across the when we have motorized events across the track. Those are still as well as the Queen's pageant. If you're going to sit in the grandstand, there's still a fee for that. But $5 again gets all the rides each night that you would visit the fair. $5 and then to participate in Kids Corner, come out and see the livestock in the barns and just visit the fair.
We went over rule changes. Maybe somebody might have a quick question or something like that, or any questions about the fair. What's the contact numbers or website?
Okay. You can call the fair office and talk to the ladies there. It is 217-854-9422. You can check us out on Facebook, Macoupin County Fair. We have a Facebook page, and we also have a website, MacoupinCountyFair.org. And all of the rule changes and contact information for us, for any of the superintendents, for any of the shows, if anyone has questions about those rule change that we are making effect, or if you just have questions about coming out to the fair, we'd be glad to talk to you.
Jennifer Brown, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.